Killer Odell, Coach's Corner, a service of the State Bank of Odell and the Vance Curtis Funeral Homes.
The State Bank of Odell, proud supporters of Diller Odell activities, wishes all teams, clubs, and groups good luck this year. For all your banking needs, including internet and mobile banking, stop in or give them a call, 402-766-3720, or online at statebankofodell.com. That's the State Bank of Odell, member FDIC.
Trust the Vance Curtis Funeral Home in Odell during your family's time of grief. Their unmatched experience will serve you well when you have other matters in mind. Vance Curtis offers more than the expected services and will assist and comfort you and your family in trying times. Vance Curtis Funeral Home, serving Southeast Nebraska in Odell.
Welcome into today's program. I am now joined by head coach at Diller Odell, Coach Chris Sluder. Coach, you lost a tough one to a good Sacred Heart team, 68-18 last week. You had a chance to look at the tape, set on it for a weekend. What's a takeaway you bring away from that game?
You know, we came out and we competed really hard. It was 8-0 at the end of the first quarter. We went down and scored with just over 3 minutes left, and it was, I think, 24-6. So, you know, not a great start in the quarter there, but, you know, only down a couple scores, you're thinking, you know, if we can keep competing, you know, you're still going to give yourself a chance. But then we had some really big mistakes inside that last 3 minutes and kind of snowballed on us a little bit. You know, going into halftime, though, we made some adjustments, and the kids came back out and played hard. You can tell we're getting better. You can tell that because we're able to make big plays against really good teams.
That's kind of been, I know, over this year so far, the first 4 weeks we've talked about it, especially you and your growth just week by week by team. And I'm kind of at a little disadvantage not being able to watch a game. I get box scores and stuff like that, but I did notice it was close there the first part of the game. How, as a coach, I don't know if exciting is the right word for it, but how nice is it to see those boys, regardless of who they're playing or what the circumstances is, still go out there and compete for the game?
You know, I'm definitely not a moral victory guy, but, you know, that was part of the post-game speech that I gave to him. It's like, you know, guys, we can compete with these guys. You know, we have good athletes. We have, you know, we have good players. You know, the scheme fits us well. We just got to start limiting some of the big play issues that come along with playing against good teams like that, because we would do a really good job. We'd stop them for, you know, 2-3 downs, and then they get a first down on fourth down, or, you know, there'd be a big play on third down or something. So, you know, we got to, instead of playing 2 or 3 really good plays, you know, we got to be able to make sure we get that fourth one. And that's kind of the difference right now is, you know, some of the good teams we have, if you miss a tackle, they have home run threat. So I think the kids are confident that they can play with these really good teams. Now it's just the detail and, you know, dialing things in and finishing the job.
I think one of the big things when it comes to football of that manner too is the confidence. You know, it's a lot goes into that side of the ball more per se than the actual physical side. I think it's real interesting.
Yeah, that is very true. If you don't have confidence to make a tackle in the open field, there's a good chance you're going to miss it. You know, if you got to make a pressure throw and you don't have confidence to do that, you know, it's not going to be very easy for you.
We're going on into week 5 up there in Nebraska, going to go take on a good HTRS team. You talked about it. It's good teams on your schedule from here on out. There's going to be no real easy games, and there never is up there. But we've just talked about this competing and the boys playing against some higher-level competition. What do you want to see from them besides just the continuing to compete going into this game this Friday?
You know, the one thing we can't do is have a letdown. Because I feel like sometimes you go into a game like Sacred Heart and you know the tradition of their program and you know you have to go in and play really, really well to compete and to potentially get a win. HTRS is very good this year, and I hope that our boys are focused on the fact that they're good this year and they are, you know, we talked about this is our playoff week. If we want to get back to the playoffs, like we've talked about, being one of our goals, getting back to the playoffs for the first time in a couple years, we have to treat this as the biggest game of the season right here. We've got to be focused in, all hands on deck, and you got to be ready to come out and compete against, like you said, a good HTRS team. You know, I think we have a pretty good idea of who they are and what they're going to do. Now is it, can we focus in and, you know, take away those big plays because they thrive on them.
Coach, I appreciate your time this week. Best of luck getting the boys ready for another big game this week, and just best of luck on Friday.
All right, thank you.
Diller O'Dell, Coach's Corner, a service of the State Bank of O'Dell and the Vance Curtis Funeral Homes.